My name is Bronson Hermuth. I'm coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. I have the honor today to be sitting with Jenny Heft, one of Nashville's finest drummers, live or in the studio. Thank you, Jenny, for coming and seeing me today.
You're welcome, Bronson. It's my honor.
I appreciate it, and the Nashville Music Guide appreciates it.
Hey, thank you.
So you started playing drums at an early age. How old were you?
I was 10 years old.
What was your first kit? Do you remember your first kit?
I had a Gretsch. I played in the church, little Catholic church folk group, but only played because I was so bad at piano. My teacher, after 4 years of piano, said, Jenny, you're really musical, but not on this. So I was already playing bongos, so we just switched over to drums, and I was good at that.
So you were schooled all the way through, all the way into college, right?
I was schooled so much that, college and then graduate school. I got a master's in conducting and was the percussion assistant, teacher assistant, that I moved to Nashville to see if I could play without getting graded.
But you come from Arizona, right? The University of Arizona, is that where you're from, or is that just where you went to school?
I went to graduate school there. I went to undergraduate school and grade school and high school in Virginia, Newport News.
Is that where you were born, is Virginia?
No. I was born in Pittsburgh, and I moved 10 times before I was 10.
Was your parents in the military? Is that...
I think he was climbing some corporate ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved every 6 months or so. And so we did all of the northern, Michigan and Milwaukee and Pittsburgh and, I don't know, Kalamazoo. But we ended up in Virginia when I was 10.
So did your parents, either of your parents, were they musical? Is there someone else in your family that's musical? How did you just become musical? How did that happen? Was someone pass it on to you?
You know, I think vicariously they just both wanted to be. My dad has wanted to play guitar since he was born. And Dad, I think you have it in there somewhere. But I haven't found it yet. He hasn't found it yet.
Yeah.
But he tries really hard every day.
Right.
And my mom was a big Broadway musical fan. So we listened to that stuff every day. I mean, we just listened to it and sang it. And we all acted the parts out and played. And you have three sisters. So we just constantly sang. But none of us really were very good at singing. I don't know where it came from. I think it came out of a need to be good at something. And honestly, when my parents got divorced, I just went, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to do something good. And I was naturally good at it. So I kept going.
You moved to Nashville in 1992, is that right?
Uh-huh.
How did you find it when you came here? How was the climate? Tell me about when you first came to Nashville. What was your first job playing when you got here?
Well, it was interesting. I finished school and I auditioned for, at the time, Opryland had a sister theme park, mm-hmm. Fiesta Texas,
right.
In San Antonio. And I auditioned for Opryland, and I just wanted to come to Nashville. I looked at New York, and I was there for a couple weeks, and I didn't fit. I couldn't feel it. I went to California for a couple weeks, and same thing. I didn't feel it. And I had a few friends here in Nashville. And so I auditioned for that theme park. I got the sister park, so I was in San Antonio for the summer. And knew that I didn't need to be there any longer. And but there I met people that I was in bands with from the day I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a place to stay and bands from the first night I was here, which was so lucky, you know,
yeah.
So lucky.
Well, that does help a lot when you mm-hmm. know people. I mean, that's a big difference than when you come here cold. And so when you got here, did you find the live work was what you found, or were you finding studio work too?
I got pieces of all of it. It was funny. I did a lot of live stuff, probably four nights a week with different bands from right when I moved here. And then probably a session a month or two sessions a month, singer-songwriter stuff. I think my forte is singer-songwriter, demos even, or cuts of sorts, just because I love the song and I love lyrics and I love the tension and release of what a song does.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm good at that, and this is the songwriter town.